You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Okay, thank you for that introduction, and we want to welcome everybody that is joining us here at Breakout Radio Church. And Gene and I are delighted to have you in church today. Gene, come on up. We're welcoming everyone to Breakout Radio Church. And we're celebrating the first anniversary of Breakout Radio Church. And I know that some people are saying, who ever heard of such a thing? Well, well, you know, there's a lot of churches that have video services, internet services.
That's true.
But the Holy Spirit spoke to us about a little over a year ago that we need to reach out to people that did not have a church or did not have a pastor for one reason or another. There's millions of people in America that don't have a home church and don't have a pastor. Of course, we do believe in the local church. We've been ministering in local churches for 50 years, but there's a lot of people for one reason or another are not attending church on a Sunday morning. And so we decided we're going to have church on Sunday morning and rebroadcast that every day of the week at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. But here is our live service, and we have people joining us across America and around the world. And so last year we birthed Breakout Radio Church out of a vision that the Holy Spirit placed in our heart to reach out to those who need a pastor, a church, because we are a church without walls, a translocal church, consisting of members in many different geographical locations. Wow. You know, we used to be able just to go to one church at a time.
Right.
And we did that for a long time.
Over 30 years.
Over 30 years.
Yes.
And there was one year that you only were able to sleep in your own bed for about 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Out of the entire 52
weeks.
6 weeks
total for the whole year.
Oh, and we minister to many nations of the world, and so here we are now with the Ministry Center here in Austin, Texas, and we don't have to travel out everywhere. We're not doing that except for special occasions. We are giving ourselves to Breakout Radio Church. And there's a lot of people say, well, why do you call it Breakout Radio Church? Because that's, you know, we were Breakout when Breakout wasn't cool, right?
That's true. We've been Breakout for a long time.
And so somebody said, how did that happen? And it happened after the second time that we went to lead prayer at the White House. And the Holy Spirit gave me this scripture from Micah chapter 2, verse 13. It says, the one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out, pass through the gate, and go out by it. Their king will pass before them with the Lord at their head. So Micah 2:13, the Lord gave me the scripture and said, you're going to have a breakout ministry. And David said, he said in Psalms 18, he said, I'm going to run through a troop and then I'm going to leap over a wall. Now, running through the troop, we call that a breakthrough. Then you get over the wall, we call that a breakout. And when you get over the wall, you go to places you've never been, do things you've never done, say things you never said, meet people you never met, start radio stations you've never started. And so we birthed the radio station in 2014. And last year, we just took what was in our hand. Moses said, who am I? And the angel of the Lord said, we believe that was Jesus, said, what is in your hand? And so he said, take what is in your hand. So he had a rod in his hand. It took him across the Red Sea, and it took him into different places. So we had this radio station, internet radio station in Austin, Texas, in our hand, and we said, let's do church, because we've had lots of pastoral experience. We pastored churches for 20-some-odd years.
Yes, we did.
And so now we're at the big event.
Big event.
Yeah, big event. We're going to have members all across the nation, and we were looking at it the other day, Gene, and we're going to pray here in a moment, but I'm so excited about what God is going to do and how we're celebrating our first year. But we were looking at our members, and I'm holding names of our members in our hands, and we have members from 22 different states.
Yes.
And five different nations.
Five different nations.
Wow. We want to welcome some new members. We want to welcome Victoria from St. Matthew, South Carolina, and Connie from Barnett, Vermont, and Ginger from Comanche, Texas, and Carolyn from Sparks, Nevada, and Glenda from Midwest City, Oklahoma, Sharon from Rock Springs, Georgia, James from Escondido, California, Sarah from Bognor Regis, England. We want to welcome Taylor, and want to welcome, well, people that are just so many different places. Penny from Austin, Texas, and James from Abilene, Texas. And so we just want to welcome everyone. And if you want to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, we'll tell you how to do that before the close of this service. But right now, let's pray, Gene.
Okay.
That the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in this service today. We just want to, the Holy Ghost to work however
Absolutely.
He wants to do it.
And we're just so thankful for our members. And we just speak blessings on you today, your family.
Yeah, let's just do that right. Let's just bless our members. Father Gene and I just hold the names of our members in our hands, and we just bless them. We don't have time to call everybody's name, but we bless our members. We ask that you bless them, those that are a part of this translocal church. And we are so very, very grateful and thankful. And we just bless Eugene and Kathy from Holiday, Texas. Today's Eugene's birthday. We bless Lester from Waco, Texas. And we bless Glenn from Edmond, Oklahoma. And we bless Doug from West Palm Beach, Florida. And we bless Ken and Sue out there from Gig Harbor, Washington. All of these people, we just bless you. We hold your names in our hands, and I take your names and I pray over you. We bless our members. We just thank you, God, for the members of Breakout Radio Church.
Yes, we do.
Some people said, well, we've never heard of such a thing. Well, the Bible said that we're going to do things that we've never heard of.
That's right.
Huh?
He said,
can a nation be born in a day? I mean, God can do anything. And so God is, everything is accelerating. Everything is speeding up. Father Gene and I, we set ourselves in agreement right now that your will, plan, and purpose is going to be done. I'm already feeling the Holy Ghost. Your will be done, Lord. You're at Breakout Radio Church. The will of God and the plan of God. Holy Spirit, open our spiritual ears that we may hear. And open our spiritual eyes that we may see.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Whatever you want to do, may this Spirit-led church and this Spirit-led service touch the hearts and lives of people. And Lord, we know that we're not a church in a building on a corner, but we are a church that is reaching out to the nation and nations of the world, wherever people are joining us today. We pray the will of God be done. We pray that people's lives will be touched and changed. People will be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. And we'll just honor you and magnify you in Jesus' name. And we do want to pray, as we are praying today, we want to pray for Bonnie Beard. We do have a praise report. She had a surgery on this past week. And they went in there, and the tumor they found was benign. Praise God for that.
We're thankful for that.
We are.
Absolutely.
And we want to pray for our grandchildren that are on their way to Cambodia.
They're in the air right now.
They are. Yes. And four of our Gentry grandchildren, plus two of their friends, are in the air right now on their way to Cambodia to minister there for 3 weeks. And we are just so blessed that our grandkids love the Lord, 25 and 22 and 19 and 16. And they're on their way with their friends. And so, Father, we agree right now for our grandchildren, Megan and Taylor and Hunter and Brock Gentry and their friends, Spencer and Mallory, that are on their way to minister for those 3 weeks in Cambodia. We just join in prayer for them in the name of Jesus. Be with them, protect them, go with them, give them a fruitful ministry. We also want to pray for one of our church members' son, Gerald Davis is a member of the church. His son, Jerry Davis, was seriously injured this week in a car wreck near Houston. And we want to pray for Jerry Davis. Lord, we pray for Jerry Davis in the hospital after having serious injuries. He could have died there. We thank you, Lord. And we just ask God that you minister healing to him. One of our members, a revivalist, Craig Sloan, is ministering today at Melody Church in Live Oak, Florida. Father, we pray for revivalist Craig Sloan, a member of Breakout Radio Church, as he ministers today in Live Oak Church at Melody Church in Live Oak, Florida. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
We're going to praise God together. You know, our theme song all of these years has been the breakout song. You know, God said this is your ministry's breakout. And so 20 years ago this week, Gene, doesn't seem like 20 years, but 20 years ago, we started a revival in London, England. We were there for the month of June in 1997, 20 years ago.
Yes.
This week we started, and it went on. We were there for about a month. At the end of the month, 44,000 people gathered at Wembley Stadium. We got to sit in the Queen's box.
We did.
Amazing. And 44,000 people gathered in Wembley Stadium. We were able to lead prayer there. There was music and prayer all day long. And it was just amazing what God did. And that revival went on for 8 more months. It went on for 9 months. And it was amazing time. And during that time, there was a man by the name of Godfrey Birtle. And he had never had public ministry. He wanted to sing. He was a newspaper photographer, but that was not what was in his heart. He wanted to be a singer and songwriter. So we did the break. For that month, I did breakout messages. He went home and wrote this song and sent it to me. And I thought, well, this is a wild song. But in the song, he says, I've been sitting for too long, listening, watching others do it. Now it's time for me to do it. And I'm going to have a breakout. So he wrote us a theme song, and we're going to play that right now. And we're just going to praise God and magnify God as we continue here at Breakout Radio Church. So here is one of our spiritual sons, Godfrey Birtle. This is kind of a wild song, but I believe we're going to have a breakout.
I've been washing my nets for too long on the shores of unbelief, listening through hours of meetings. Now it's time to do what I see, to put out into deeper water, sail away on the winds of faith. I see there's a massive harvest, and the nets will almost break. Shores of unbelief, listening through hours of meetings. Now it's time to do what I see, to put out into deeper water, sail away on the winds of faith. I see there's a massive harvest, and the next shore, we'll need some partners. It's time to ask the Lord to send more.
Okay, thank you, Lord, for the breakout. We're not having breakdowns, we're having breakouts. We're going to places we've never been, doing things we've never done, saying things we've never said, meeting people we never met. So thankful to have you in church today. If you're visiting Breakout Radio Church, welcome. And all this month, we're having different people that are with us sharing about how they became involved with us, got in relationship with us, how they became a part of Breakout Radio Church. And we have two of our members in our studio today, but we also have one on the telephone. Are you there, Tammy?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning to you. And I just wanted to share a little bit about, give your testimony, how you became a part of Breakout Radio Church. And if you'll take 2 or 3 minutes there, boy, it's a delight to have you, Tammy, from Sunray, Texas, Tammy and Matthew. So share a little bit about Tammy.
It's awesome to be with y'all this morning, and we just love and adore y'all. We met y'all back in Gig Harbor back in about 2008 or 9, and we seem to have crisscrossed each other across the United States. Uh-huh. And then when I was blessed enough to come across the when we started just the prayer group, the BPM Prayer Network, that's where we started to participate, really participate. And then when y'all, God let y'all birth the actual Breakout Prayer Church, we have been to so many churches, and good churches, wonderful churches, and some that are kind of dry and sad. And my passion is to pray. Matthew's passion is not only to pray, but we both appreciate the Word of God, not watered down, not filtered. And y'all do it with love. The Word of God says, through love and kindness have I drawn thee. And we get to be who God wants us to be at this church, because you preach from Genesis to Revelation, mm-hmm. which includes the Holy Ghost. And I'm excited that there's so many people with a passion to pray that get to do that with y'all and through y'all. And I think that one of the biggest blessings is we're all a family, and that's what the Word of God says. We are the family of Christ, so when one of us hurts, the rest of us should be hurting and helping the wounded one. And I want to take a second and just glorify God for Miss Bonnie, just the testimonies that are coming in, the praise reports, because of prayer. Yeah. And that's what it's focused on mostly, is prayer changes the heart of God. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes people. And I believe there's so many people across the world that either don't know how to pray, or they've never had the opportunity to just be real in Christ. And y'all provide that opportunity. And like I said, it's just a blessing to know that not only are we affecting the ones that are members, but the ones that are listening that I believe are going to come on in and become members, because they feel our love. They feel the realness of Breakout Church, and that you guys touch base, make sure we're all okay. You always invite us if there's a need, call y'all, email y'all, because you guys not only are our leaders through Christ, but you guys are our family, and we feel the love, the true love through the Holy Ghost. We know that y'all are praying for us. We know that y'all love us. And it gives us family that Matthew and I don't have that love us more, you know, and help encourage us to keep on going. And for that, we are so, so, so blessed.
Tammy, thank you so very, very much for sharing that. You are a blessing. We bless you and Matthew and all you put your hands to do. So thankful that you're a part of Breakout Radio Church, and God bless you for sharing that testimony today. Now we're going to have a couple that is a part of Breakout Radio Church, and they are in the studio today, Ian and Allison Kieber. What a blessing they are, and I've asked them to share their testimony about how they came to the Lord and how they came to be a part of our lives. So here we go. Going to turn the headphones over to you guys.
Thank you so much, and, Pastor Dale.
Y'all are you're used to doing this because y'all have a daily, you have a weekly program here on VPN Radio, the Marketplace Watch. But share your testimony.
Absolutely.
Ian and Allison.
Yeah, come on in here, baby.
Yeah, switch.
Yeah, you want to switch? Here you go. Thank you. All right, as we gather ourselves here in the studio and get our headphones up here sharpened up, we just want to say how grateful we are to be here, to be a part of this ministry, and to just have Dale and Jean, being here with us and having taken us under their wings. And gosh, it's been quite a journey for us in how we got here to this moment, because I can tell you, geez, 10 years ago, things were quite different in our lives. 10 years ago, we thought we had life by the tail. You know, we thought things were moving along for us and things were going pretty well in life, if you look at it on the outside of things. However, once you took a deeper look at what was happening in our lives, we were living for the wrong things.
Yeah.
You know, we had a beautiful daughter. We had a great home in Seattle. There was, life seemed to be going pretty well. We just kind of were doing what everybody else was doing.
Living for the world.
Living for the world. And there came a point where during the recession, everything was taken from us. You know, we found ourselves 5 months behind on our mortgage. We found ourselves borrowing money to try to stay afloat, which just would go right out the other side of things. We were trying to keep this living for the world facade that afloat. We were trying to keep it all together on our own. And God just said, no, that's not what's happening here. Something needs to change. And we started making some small little changes here, still not recognizing God. For myself, I grew up in a spiritual home, if you will. My parents would read from the Bible on Christmas and Easter, and there was a spiritual undertone of everything. They were hippies, so it was all about the universe. I love the universe, and I believe God's in control of the universe. And at that point, though, I really wasn't sure about God's word. I wasn't sure about a lot of different things, and I just was kind of floating by the seat of my pants. And at the same time, my wife was an atheist, right? Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So, you know, for me, I grew up in a home where we just really didn't, nobody ever talked about God. So it wasn't that, you know, somebody was denouncing God or anything like that. It was just his name was never brought up. We celebrated things like Christmas and Easter, but we celebrated them around the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus and presents. And then there was an undertone of family, obviously, in those holidays. But Christ was never the center. And you know, so for me, it was God was never there in my life. And then when I was 18 years old, my best friend committed suicide, and I went to his funeral, and I was mad, I was angry, and it was in that moment that I just said, all this God that they're talking about does not exist. This is just, it's fake. It's a facade. What a racket. And all of those things just, you know, the enemy just got into my head. And that is when I decided that not only was, did God not exist, but that I wanted to go out there and I wanted to prove that he didn't. And so that's where the atheist journey started for me. And so, when I met Ian, I think it was pretty easy to recruit someone who was, who didn't really have a foundation either, right? That he was like, wow, a lot of what you're saying actually makes sense. And I didn't know what I was saying. I was really, you know, if I look back, I was talking out of frustration and anger and bitterness. And then Satan was just allowing that to perpetuate. But I have to share that what I do know is that I've always had a good heart. So, you know, underneath all of that, there was this good and pure heart, you know, that God was always in. And, you know, like Ian said, I mean, we were living for the world, and that was how we lived. And I look back on our journey, and, you know, it's always easier to look back and see things, you know, not when they're happening right in the moment. Sometimes when you're in the moment, all you can see is the storm. But, you know, in hindsight, looking back, just praising God for the storm, because he knew exactly what needed to happen for us to come to him. And I wholeheartedly believe that all of that was an orchestration on his part. You know, of course, we played a massive role in it ourselves as far as, you know, trying to take ourselves down. But God stripped everything from us so that we could find him. And like Ian said, we'd lost everything. We moved in with my parents on their ranch in Montana. And Ian had been invited to an event that was in Dallas, Texas. And on Sunday at that event, there was an optional worship service. And I'm going to let him share this part with you.
Yeah, boy, the optional service. I remember thinking, you know, I don't need to go to that. That's not something that's my thing. I'm not going to do it. And then I got a gentle nudge that said, go. What else are you going to do? Sit in your hotel room and do nothing? You know, you're here. Go experience. And so I went to this optional worship service that was being led by Michael W. Smith. And boy, God just lit me up. I mean, I felt God speak to me. He said, look, your son, you need to start paying attention to me. I love you. You need to start following me. And, I didn't know what was going on inside of me. I mean, but I just knew that I was stirred up from the inside, and I had so much emotion coming out of me, but no one to share it with, because my wife was back at home in Montana. And I didn't go share it with anybody around me. I knew what I heard. And I remember on the flight back to Montana, I stopped and I had to journal something. I had to write something down. And I remember writing about purpose and passion and just what was welling up inside of me. And I got home it was a 2.5 hour drive over a snowy mountain pass back to where we lived. I got back in the middle of the night and I could barely sleep, knowing I wanted to share with my wife what I'd experienced. And she got up in the morning, and, you know, I remember coming to her like there was going to be a fight, because I was committed. I was like, we are going to start going to church. And she saw the change in my eyes. There was no fight there from her. She just looked at me and I can't speak for her, but I could just see a sense of peace come over her that hey, this is the man that I've been waiting to show up. Like, this is the man that's here to direct our family. Like, something's changed inside of you, and I trust you and I believe in you. And gosh, we really started to explore, you know, what God was doing in our lives. We started attending a small Lutheran church outside of in Frenchtown, Montana, and it seemed to be, you know, we were great sermons, great people, but we were looking for something a little more radical, I think, and something more up to date. And some great friends of ours, Brandon and Cindy Hart in Missoula, Montana, invited us to their church. And I remember I was still feeling the spirit inside of me. I still was feeling God talk to me, and Allison quite hadn't experienced that yet. And so as we were invited to our friend's church in Missoula, we decided to go and check it out. And I'll let you share from here what kind of happened for you there.
Yeah. Like Ian said, I mean, there was a part of me that, you know, of course, back before I believed in God, I wasn't praying. I was just hoping, right? So I was hoping for this man to step up and lead our family. And that's what came back. And so there was a trust, there was a belief there. But as we went to church every Sunday, you know, the hardness that had come over my heart for so many years of my life, you know, it was like getting slowly chipped away, but But I would just sit there with my arms crossed. And I don't know if any of you can relate to that, but I was sitting there every Sunday like, okay, I'm going because this is what my husband wants. Like, this is what I guess I was asking for. I didn't know, you know, and so all of these thoughts are going through my head. And like you said, an invitation from Brandon and Cindy. It was right after Easter that we went to their church. And I walked in. And the worship music was already playing. And I don't know about any of you guys, but music has always spoke to me. There's something inside my soul that music speaks to. And so we walked in and we found our seats. And no later than finding our seats, I just found myself weeping. And I raised my hands and I felt him come over me. And I can't explain to you exactly what I felt because each of us feel it differently. But for me, it was like, I mean, God knows us so intimately, right? He knows exactly what we need. And I needed to feel him, like physically feel him. And I felt someone stand behind me and wrap their arms around me. And I had to look like side to side. And I have to even look behind me because no one had their arms around me. But I felt an embrace. And I was weeping pretty hard. Like, Ian actually looked over at me and he said, "Are you okay? Like, do you need to go?" And I just remember I was standing there with my arms and I'm weeping and I'm like, "No." And it was just right in that moment that my entire life changed. In a moment, it was like a heart transplant happened. It wasn't like, you know, like the slowly chipping. It was almost like God was like, okay, no more chipping. We're just going to take this one out and we're going to put a whole new one in. And he did that in that moment. And at that service, they announced that they were going to be baptizing people in about a month. And I looked over at Ian and I said, "We're getting baptized." And he's kind of like, what just happened? You know, how did this just, like, you came in really still an atheist, you know, like, you know, you came in like every service that we've gone to before, you've attended with your arms crossed, your judgment, you know, in full effect. And what happened? And I said, I don't know. I just, it's like the heart that God had originally put in me came back to life. And so what I love about sharing a testimony with people is that I believe that God gives us our testimony each so very individually so that we can share it with others, so that we can go out and evangelize. You know, if I go back, like even, you know, part of our story is what I think is so important is that, you know, I carried a lot of shame and a lot of guilt for a lot of years. You know, I was a quote unquote pretty good girl growing up. But then I feel like, you know, I kind of lost my way and I went into this party scene where it was a lot of alcohol that turned into a lot of drugs that turned into a lot of promiscuity. And so I had a lot of shame and a lot of guilt about all of that. And I'll just tell you that, you know, God wants to take all of that. And I believed that when he told me that he wanted to take it from me, that he wanted me to have forgiveness for myself and have forgiveness for others, he took that. And it was like handing suitcases, like all these suitcases that I had piled up over the years that I was trying to hold on to. And I was trying to walk through life like so weighted down by hundreds of different suitcases that I was holding on to. And one day God just said, "Let me take those for you." And he did. And, you know, I used to not be able to talk about my past life before God took those bags because I would literally get physically ill thinking about how shameful and how much guilt and how dirty I felt about that past. And when I handed those bags over to Jesus, I realized that it's okay to share that because I'm not that person, but sharing that helps set others free. It helps them understand that God's not looking for the already qualified. He's not looking for the perfect, right? In fact, you know, God loves to use the unqualified, right? He likes to use the most unlikely. And I swear to you that I was the most unlikely. that's who I was. And you know, for us, it's been such a journey. I can tell you from the day that I met Jesus, there's been a hunger and a thirst to know him more. I pray every day that that does not wither. Every day, that's one of my foundational prayers, is that my hunger and my thirst stay the same for him today that it was the day that I met him. And so for us, it's been about being obedient. It's been about aligning ourselves with mentors and putting a circle of influence around us that helps guide us and helps lead us to the Lord, and helps us walk down the path that he has laid straight for us. And, you know, I'm going to let Ian share a little bit of our story of how we came to Breakout Ministries and how we became a part of Breakout Radio Church and how we became members.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, part of that was the beginning of our walk. And as we continued to walk, we had, like Allison said, we'd surrounded ourselves with some great mentors who allowed us to see a little bit further without being too uncomfortable, if you will. And so we were invited, the first time we experienced the prophetic, we were invited to a prophetic session. And I know we went there kind of thinking, what's this weird, you know, I don't know what this is.
We were expecting someone that had like this really long beard.
Right. Yeah. Right? It's like a prophet, you picture a prophet with a cane and, or a staff, I guess, staff. You know, and, you know, we walked in and it was completely not that, you know, we were introduced to a gentleman named Clyde Lewis up in, from Portland. He spoke life into us.
The first thing that he said was something that Ian and I had just talked about in the car. Yeah. And God knew that we needed that. We needed some sort of a confirmation because this was so new to us and so radical that, again, we found ourselves kind of sitting back going, okay, we're here, but we're just here.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
What's going to happen here? Yeah. Are we going to be called to the mat for all of our past transgressions, or what's going to happen? And that wasn't what happened at all. Life was spoken over us. Like Allison said, we got confirmation right away that we were in the right place, and it opened our hearts, opened our eyes even more to listening to the Lord, to hearing the Holy Spirit talk, to believing more that God is with us. And as we've started to, you know, obviously explore more, hunger, but feeding our hunger by fellowshipping, by reading through the Bible, by reading scripture, by praying together, by doing different things, like, again, just finding more and more and becoming more and more hungry. Mm-hmm. And so Allison actually attended a ladies event that was called Drenched. And that was where Kelly had prophesied over Allison. She received a prophetic word from Callie that she needed to start praying generationally and praying for our kids' kids, and that she wasn't praying big enough. And gosh, I hope that you take a little bit away from that right there, that maybe you could be praying bigger, you know, that maybe that there's more for you to be praying for out there in life, but that maybe we're not seeing our future enough ahead of the time to be praying for it. But we started doing that together. We started praying, God, where do you want us to raise your children? We have three beautiful kids, and recognizing that they're God's kids, that we're just, we've been entrusted to be their parents, and, you know, but we want his will to be done. And we started praying for our kids' kids, right? For our kids' kids' kids, and started seeing the family tree with us on the wall of being the catalyst for change in our family and thus changing the community and thus changing the world, and our kids having a big part in that. And we suddenly felt like maybe we weren't supposed to be in Seattle anymore. and we weren't supposed to be in the Northwest. So we started praying, and we prayed separately. We prayed together. We were looking at lists but both of us kept hearing Austin, Texas. Now, mind you, Allison had never been to Austin. I had visited Austin once for a 24-hour period 21 years ago. I didn't remember much of that trip, but we just kept hearing it. And so we were like, really? Is that what you want, God? And if that is, please remove the obstacles then, you know, show us that this is where you want us to go. And within 30 days, he had removed everything. We were on a moving truck, had sight unseen, had leased a house online and moved our family to Austin, Texas. And just on faith, just a straight faith saying, God, we trust you. And obedience. And so we moved to Austin, Texas, the first house we moved into, signed a 12-month lease and landed. And it wasn't what we were expecting for our family. But as we started to seek a home elsewhere, this one particular home kept popping up on our search. And, nothing else seemed to fit. And we decided to visit it. And as we walked through the door, you know, Allison, God spoke to Allison, told her what we would pay for it, which wasn't what they were asking for it.
And
way far away from what was being asked for the property. And our agent didn't, he was like, really, this market here, people get what they ask and some. So if you want to offer way less, I guess I'll do that for you. But be prepared that it's probably going to be a no. And so we made an offer. It was countered. We countered back right at the number that God told Allison, and it was accepted. And the appraisal came in right at that number, of course. And everything just again lined up. And so we moved into our new home. God managed to help us get out of the previous lease and have somebody move in to take care of the owners of that property whose home we were living in. Just again, aligned up, nothing on our own. It was all God that did all of this. And, after living in our home for a few months, Allison's in our garage where we do a workout area there. And along comes Dale walking down the street, and our dog runs out to greet him, who we've got a very sweet dog, but he can be rather intimidating. He's large. He has a big bark, and he ran out to greet Dale and stopped Dale in his tracks and forced Allison to come out after him. And it was a divine appointment. God used our dog to say, hey, you need to meet Dale. And so as Dale's and Allison's conversation continued, in fact, maybe you want to share this.
Yeah. Know? Well, I don't even know if Dale remembers, but he was sharing about his church with me. And he said, I have a young lady on my program who's coming on this afternoon. I think you'd really enjoy hearing her. Her name is Raylin, and you may have heard of her. She's touring with Blake Shelton. And I said, actually, I know her mom. I know her mom, Callie. And he said, you know Callie? And so it just went from there. But you guys, of just another instance where only God can orchestrate something like that, that the woman who years ago had prophesied over me, that really put us into this whole move, this whole God move, this whole walk of obedience, that prophetic word that was given to me landed me on the same street as her spiritual father, the man who is... has spoken into her life for so many years, who has ministered to her and who has prophetically spoken over her life for so many years. Literally, Dale's house is the first house on the street and ours is the last house on the street. And, could be a coincidence that if we both lived in Austin, right? But we're here and we're on the same street. And our prayers have always been, to God, just use us. We just want to be used for whatever we can do for you, God. That's what we realize that we are here for. We are here to glorify our King. We are here to share the good news. We are here to share radical Jesus. Radical Jesus, and to be able to be part of, like Tammy was sharing, be part of a church that shares the entire word of God, that there is mentorship here. There is pastoralship here who is so incredibly strong. Ian and I get fed so much on here. And I always look at it as that we've got to find a place where we get fed. If we are going to go out into the rest of the world and share Jesus, we have got to get fed. We have got to get poured into, because an empty vessel cannot pour out. And so it is imperative that we get poured into. And I just think of the amazing things that are going to be done in this ministry because of using a vehicle where people will get reached that would have never gotten reached before. And let's face it, people are not walking into church doors every day, right? They're not every Sunday. You know, of course, I want to see churches, like, I want to see them full and just busting out. I want to see that, but it's not happening. And so how do we bring it to the people? God has provided a way. God has provided a way. He has shown a way. And so something radical happening here, because we serve a radical Jesus. That is who we serve. And so, I just encourage you to share this ministry. Share what is happening here. People want to come. They hunger. They want to be a part of something. They want to get fed. It is our responsibility to bring them to bring them to. But I know that I need to turn it back over probably to Dale. I'm going to take over the whole church
absolutely.
Here.
And if there's one thing that you can learn from our story and our journey is I hope that you are staying in tune with that small voice, that nudge, and that you're being obedient to it. You know, that you take those opportunities to take the risk that you feel is a risk that God says, no, there's no risk there, right? God's got this. So listen to that nudge, be faithful to it, move forward in it, and see what happens, right? And go with it and find out where God is leading you and your family. Pray generationally, pray big prayers for you, for your family, for your surrounding, for your friends. You know, again, the radical Jesus and the radical God that we serve wants to bless you immensely. So make sure that you're taking that time out, that you're praying big prayers. Don't know, there's nothing too big for God. Yeah. Pray huge.
And one last thing that I want to share is right. that Absolutely. you are not too broken. You are not too broken. Okay, and I don't know. There's someone out there that really needs to hear that right now, that you're struggling with all of your brokenness, all of the heavy baggage that you've been holding on to. And there is nothing too heavy, nothing too big, nothing too broken for Jesus. Okay? And I just encourage you to just release it, to just release it to him, to submit it all to him, to give it to him. And I encourage you right now, just let the healing waters flow from you. Let them flow from your eyes. Let him heal you. Let those tears fall. Let the weeping begin and just surrender to him and just know that no matter where you've walked through, no matter what you've done, that he wants to use you. He wants to use you. He wants to prosper you. He wants to give you something better and bigger than you've ever believed before. And it starts with just surrendering. I mean, there may be people who right now who, you're going, yeah, this all sounds neat. And maybe you've never had the opportunity to just give your life to Jesus. And so I just want to take this moment right now to invite you, just close your eyes and just take this moment and just repeat these words and just say, Jesus, right now, I invite you into my life. I invite you to take control. God, I surrender all of these bags, yes. All of this brokenness. Yes, God, that right now, I give it to you. Lord, yes, know the depths of my heart, that the depths of my heart, they want to know you more. And God, right now, I just give it to you. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. And if you recited that prayer with us today, I just encourage you to reach out to us and to let us know. Let us pray for you on a deeper level. let us help you with your walk. You don't have to go alone. In fact, we don't want you to go alone. We want to be a church, like Tammy said, a church that loves you, that ministers to you, that walks with you. And just let us know. Let us know that you whispered that prayer today. I'm going to turn it over to my husband to receive our tithes and offerings for this amazing ministry that I can promise you that is about to multiply, that it is about to multiply, and it's about to go out and help so many people who are lost, who are hungry. We just praise you, Jesus, for that. We praise you for the multiplication that is happening, not going to happen, that is happening right now through this ministry. We praise you and we thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, we just thank you and bless those listeners out there. And we want you to know that we're praying for you. Larry and Brenda, who's Brown, who's in Arizona, who's in the ER right now. We are praying for healing and for miracles, for Jesus to just bless you, for God to just bless you and the doctors protection. And the hedge of protection around you and your family and your hearts right now, that God is there with you, God. And guys, we just want to, again, thank you for tuning in to Breakout Radio Church and BPN Radio. And you know, if you see the vision, if you carry that vision of again, extending this ministry and you want to become a member of Breakout Radio Church, head to breakoutradiochurch.com and join us. You know, we are praying for people here. Dale and Jean are praying for people daily, all day long. And if you want to be on that prayer list, then become a member at Breakout Radio Church. Yeah. And if you do want to be a part of extending this ministry, we welcome your tithes and offerings. And if you want to make a donation to this program, head to bpnradio.com. Scroll all the way to the bottom, and at the very bottom, you're going to find a little donate button on there. Mm-hmm. We encourage you to click on that donate button where it allows you to give a tithe or offering through with your credit card or your debit card or PayPal. Those are all acceptable forms of payment. If you prefer to send a check, you can send a check to P.O. Box 91985 in Austin, Texas, 78709. And make that check payable to Breakout Ministries. Again, that's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. So we thank our monthly contributors. We thank you so much for blessing this ministry and just allowing us to get out there and reach the unreachable and to bring those who are not attending a regular church the opportunity to hear Pastor Dale, to hear this amazing church and this ministry that just touches so many lives. So we just want to thank you so much for all of that. And with that, we'll turn it back over to Dale.
Okay, thank you. Ian and Allison Kieber for that wonderful testimony that they have given. And God bless each of you that are sharing your tithes and contributions. We're very, very thankful and grateful. Wow, what an incredible testimony. And we're going to worship God for a little while. I'm going to have Gene and Ian and Allison to join me. You know, I have a man that used to come and lead worship for me years ago in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And his name is James Huey. And I'd asked James to come on and lead some worship today. He is at another church scheduled today. He could not do that, but he's written this song that's entitled "When I Think About the Lord," and we just want to worship Him. I just heard the Holy Ghost saying as I was walking, doing my prayer walk yesterday, that we're moving into a new season of just worshiping God and singing and praying in the Holy Ghost. And I was so amazed when I saw President Trump speak at Liberty University's commencement this year. After he got through speaking, they actually began to sing James Huey's song, "When I Think About the Lord, How He Saved Me and How He Raised Me and How He Lifted Me Up." And so I asked James to come and sing it today. He's going to be on my one of my programs soon, but I asked him to come and sing it, but he was tied up. So we're just going to play a little bit of it here, and we're just going to, the four of us are just going to come in and worship God, and you worship God with us when we think about the Lord. So let's just worship him today. Can we do it? Makes me want to shout. Hallelujah. Well, I love the Holy Ghost, don't we? We love the Holy Ghost. We love to praise and worship him. And we want Breakout Radio Church, Gene. We want Breakout Radio Church to be just a Spirit-led church.
Yes,
we don't want it to be, we don't want people to come and just get bored and know what's going to happen. But we want people to get filled up, just like Ian and Allison begin to happen with them. And we're so very, very thankful to have them on our street. God is doing things in our neighborhood.
He is.
Right here in this neighborhood.
Yes, on our street.
And I am so thirsty for God. I'm so hungry. Jesus said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And I'm just, Gina, I'm just praying for those of y'all that are so hungry for God, even those that are watching by Facebook. You just say, I'm so hungry for God.
Yes.
I'm thirsty for God. And maybe you've never been baptized in the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, you can do it. I mean, it just. I just pray for those of you that don't have a prayer language. You've not been baptized in the Holy Spirit. You've accepted Jesus, and you did receive the Holy Spirit when you accepted Jesus, but now you're being baptized. Now you're receiving a prayer language, and you're so hungry and thirsty. And I just pray for you right now that the Holy Ghost would just fill you up. When we think about the Lord, how he saved us, how he raised us, and we're so very, very thankful. We're thankful. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, all you have to do is go to breakoutradiochurch.com. There's a membership link there, and you can fill that out and submit it, and you'll become a part of our church family. And we have a phone number there that you can call, and we have Skype, we have internet, we have so many ways to communicate with people, and we're grateful. Yes. And Ian Allison, y'all just come on in and let's just bless everybody right now. Father, we just bless everybody.
Yes.
We just gather right in. Hallelujah, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless our church family today.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless those that may be visiting the church. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Lord, we just believe for revival in America. We believe a revival here at Breakout Radio Church. Revival is breaking out where people are hungry and thirsty for God. And we're so grateful, so thankful. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We have a wonderful day. We love you so very, very much.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Love you.
Love you.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much.